Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast, my observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about mutual blessings. My friend Brian invited our family out to dinner this past weekend. I currently live just 2 miles from his house, but soon I'll be moving from this area and will not be living so closely. He asked our family out to dinner to reminisce about our first days together 40 years ago. I first met Brian in 1984. I was freshly out of seminary and began ministering at the first church that I was to pastor, the Community Church of Hoboken. Brian at the time was in third grade. His family was among the many families who were immigrating from the northwestern part of India. These families were Christian because of the diligent work of Methodist missionaries who had worked in India. The Community Church of Hoboken is a merger of the Reformed and Methodist churches in Hoboken, and these families came in through the Methodist connection. These families were quite familiar with English because of the British influence in India, but really knew nothing about American culture or customs. The church in Hoboken helped settle these immigrants into life in the United States. During one Thanksgiving, with the children wanting to celebrate Thanksgiving like their friends from school did, gave instructions on how to select turkeys, how to cook them in ovens. Many of these immigrant families had never seen an oven in India, and certainly had never used them. I instructed Brian and his family on how to inflate car tires and jumpstart car batteries. I helped them change oil. But the learning was not one-sided. I learned a great deal about Indian Christian culture and was taught about the death rituals these immigrants participated in. And so, 40 years later, Brian wanted to show appreciation for what we had taught him about our country and how to succeed here. He thanked us many times during the course of the dinner. The fact is that I, and the church in Hoboken, owe Brian and the other Indian immigrants a great deal. The Methodist and Reformed congregations merged because of the decline of the white congregants that made up these worshiping groups. The numbers were still small until the arrival of the Indian families who gave new life to this declining church. We owe these immigrant Christians as much as they owe us. When we as congregations react positively to new neighbors, no matter where they are from, we find ourselves blessed, even as we are blessing others. When we ignore the new neighbors, we put ourselves in peril. May we never make that mistake. My family and I had a wondrous dinner with Brian this weekend. I am happy that I was able to bless him, and hope he knows how much his family blessed the congregation that I served 40 years ago. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my new website, www.markwilliamennis.com.